Nice to see you all again.
很高兴又看到大家。
Some of you, it's been a couple of years, and others of you, it's been a couple of months.
有些人我几个月前才看过，但是有些人我们是几年前才看过。
But it's nice to be together again in the presence of the Lord.
但是能够在神的同在里再相遇是何等的好。
I was wondering if they were going to put a seat behind here.
我在想他们是不是本来要放个椅子在这个台子的后面。
And I won't be able to see any of you.
这样子我们谁都看不见了。
Who got up at 4 o'clock this morning to get here?
What?
So who got up at 4 o'clock? Some people got up.
今天早上谁是四点以前就起床的？请你举手。
Any of you? Yeah.
有没有人？哦，有。
Well, they're the only ones that have permission to go to sleep.
若是你四点起床，你今天在聚会中可以打睡。
The rest of you, I'll expect to see your eyeballs every once in a while at least.
其他的人，你偶尔眼睛是要打开的 ，OK?
I would like you to turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1.
早晨，我们一起来看彼得前书第一章。
When I got the theme for the conference this year, I began to think about it, of course.
当我收到邀请的通知，知道大会的主题之后，我就开始寻求。
We're talking about that glory of God within.
我们讲到那个神是我们里面的荣耀。
And we've been singing about it this morning too. As we worship the Lord, we want to be a people that worship Him in spirit and in truth.
早晨我们所唱的诗歌也是这个题目。我们愿里面的荣耀，让我们能够带着心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
In order for that to happen and to be, which we all want to happen, we need to be a holy people.
那但是要这样做，我们有一个条件，就是我们必须是圣洁的子民。
The Lord just doesn't accept our worship or our sacrifice because we're here, but He accepts our worship and sacrifice because it's pleasing to Him.
神不是随便就接受我们的敬拜或我们的奉献，我们必须是在一个讨他喜悦的光景，他才能悦纳这样的敬拜与奉献。
And pleasing to Him means that it comes from a person that has been washed in His blood.And lives in His presence.
讨他喜悦的那个条件就是这个人已经在宝血里所洗净的。
I'm going to read some of these verses from 1 Peter 1, beginning with verse 13.
我们读彼前一章十三节到。
You can read along with me if you'd like to, from verse 13 to 23.
到二十三节，你可以与我一同来读。
Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled.Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers who with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through Him you believe in God who raised Him from the dead and glorified Him, and so your faith and your hope are in God.Now that you have purified yourselves by observing the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. Now you noticed in these verses that.You read about a holy life. We're called to be holy.
我们读的经节让我们看到，我们蒙召就是要成为圣洁。
Now, I probably just lost half of you because who wants to be holy?
也许这个题目已经让你们一半的人失去兴趣了。
That means you have to, you got to be real careful. Walk.
什么叫做圣洁？是要像他这样吗？走路非常小心谨慎拘谨。
We better don't smile.
不要随便微笑啊。
We have to look holy.
我们必须看起来是圣洁的。
I'm holy.
我是圣洁。
Yes.
Yes.
That's the way some people think holiness is.
很多人认为这就是圣洁的意思。
You know, the enemy of our souls wants us to think that way.
事实上，我们的仇敌就希望我们是这样来认识圣洁。
The devil wants you to think that a holy life is a terrible way to live.
仇敌要让你认为过一个圣洁的生活是一个很可怕的生活。
No fun at all.
不能有任何乐趣的。
Really hard.
非常困难的。
Sleep on a bed of nails.
然后睡在那个充满了针的床上。
Eat cardboard for breakfast.
早餐呢就吃那个硬纸板。
Or shredded wheat. It's the same stuff. The enemy would like to make you think holy living is.
仇敌就是要让我们觉得神圣的生活就是这个意思。
But the Lord calls us to live a holy life because He knows that that's the way life was intended to be lived.
但是神叫我们过一个圣洁的生活，因为他知道我们被造就是为了预备过这样的生活的。
That's the best way to live.
是最好的生活方式。
And for a Christian, it's the only way to live.
对的，基督徒来说，这是我们唯一的生活方式。
Now you noticed in that call, it says that we are to be holy in all you do.
在这里说到第十五节，你们要在一切所行的事上圣洁。
That's in verse 15. Be holy in all you do.
要在一切所行的事上圣洁。
That's not in all you say or in all you think, but in all you do.
所以不仅是你的思想、你的言语，而是你所有的行为。
In the 18th verse, it says that we have been redeemed from the empty way of life.
第十八节说到，我们已经被赎，脱去祖宗所流传虚妄的行为。
That phrase, way of life, and that former phrase, in all you do, it's actually the same word in the Greek.
在希腊原文里面，第十五节讲到的一切所行的事上，跟十八节所讲那个行为，在字根上是一样的。
The call is to a way of living, not a way of thinking or a way of talking.
所以神给我们的呼召不只是我们的思想言语，而是我们的生活方式。
We can learn to talk holy.
我们可以讨论或谈论圣洁。
Every once in a while we say, praise the Lord.
然后我们还说感谢赞美主。
God is good.
神是好的。
All the time.
总是这样的。
God is good.
我们常常说神是好的。
And we think that's holiness.
我们觉得这样说就是圣洁的表现。
We say the right cliche phrases every once in a while.
就是说偶尔我们说正确的话，好像这就是圣洁了。
We go to church on Sundays.
或者主日我们到教会去。
We even bring a Bible.
我们带着我们的圣经。
We stay awake.
我们没有睡着。
We sing the songs when we're supposed to sing.
我们唱了我们该唱的诗歌。
We're holy.
我现在是圣洁的了。
But the call is that we are to be holy in our lifestyle, in all that we do.
但是这里圣洁的呼召是在一切所行的事上，这表示我们的生活的方式。
That means when you're at work.
就是表示你上班的时候
and when you're at home,
你在家的时候
and wherever you are,
不管你在何处
in all that you do, we are called to live or to be a holy people.
在一切所行的事上神呼召我们做他圣洁的子民
Now lifestyle springs out of our value system.
我们的生活方式是源自于我们的价值观
The things that we value, the things that we treasure, that's the way that we'll live.
我们所看为重的，我们所宝贵的，这就是我们根据来生活的方式。
Now, society would like us to believe their value system.
这个社会常常希望我们能够接受他们的价值观。
They have value systems for, marriage.
像婚姻，他们有他们的价值观。
The value system right now is really anything goes.
现在嫁婚对婚姻的价值观是说什么样都可以的。
Value systems for the things that you can listen to or the way you can speak. And usually when society presses upon us their values and tries to shape us into their value system, it's less than a holy life that God would call us to.
这个社会所给我们的各样的资讯跟压力所要再把一种价值观放在我们的里面把他们的价值观修在我们的身上这个价值观是常常远远不足这个所谓圣洁的价值观。
In Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul said to the church, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold.
在罗马书十二章，保罗勉励教会说，不要效法这个世界。
Don't be conformed or shaped into the mold of this world, the image of this world.
不要效法这个世界，不要让世界把他们的价值加在你的身上。
God has called us to be different from society.
因为神召我们出来，要跟社会、跟世界有分别。
We're in society, but we're not of society.
我们是活在世界里，却不属于这个世界。
If I had a piece of Play-Doh up here,
如果我今天手上有一团粘土
I don't care what color it is, but Play-Doh.
不管什么颜色，就是有一团粘土在这儿。
I could mold that Play-Doh into whatever shape I wanted it to be.
我可以按照我所要的把它塑造成各样的形状。
I could make it a ball.
我可以做一个球。
I could make spaghetti and meatballs out of it. You could.
然后把它放在那个意大利肉酱里面。
Flatten it, make it a pancake.
或者我把它压扁做一个甜饼。
That piece of Play-Doh will allow itself to be shaped into whatever image or mold I want to make it.
因为粘土的好处就是它可以让我按照我的意思来塑造。
See, we're kind of soft sometimes.
所以呢，我们就好像粘土一样，
很
多是很软的。
And the pressures of this world like to shape us.
这世界所有的压力在我们四周就要来塑造我们。
They squeeze us into the mold and want us to be just like them.
他们捏我们，想叫我们把我们捏成跟他们一样的样子。
And if we're out of step with the world, then we're ostracized by society.
如果我不同意他们呢，我就被他们所拒绝。
We're marginalized. We're not important. We're not relevant.
好像我们就在边，我们属于那个边缘类的人，是不被人重视的。
God's call remains the same. We are to be a holy people.
但无论如何，神的呼召是永远一样的，叫我们做圣洁的子民。
We don't let this world squeeze us or conform us into its mold.
所以我们不要容许世界来捏我们、压我们，把我们塑造成他们的样子。
Now there are probably a few very macho men here this morning.
也许在我们当中有一些非常强壮的男人。
Nobody tells me what to do. I call the shots.
没有人告诉我该怎么做，我决定我要做什么。
I don't care what the world tells me. I know what I want. I know what I think. I know what I'm going to do. And nobody's going to tell me anything else.
Yeah, 我知道我要做什么，不管别人怎么样。
Yeah, and that's the way some people think.
这是有些人的想法，不是吗？
And so we develop our value system, and therefore our lifestyle flows out of we're going to do what we want to do when we want to do it.
所以我们的思想，我们的价值观就决定我们的生活方式。
And I would suggest that that's wrong.
我要说这还是错的。
That the Bible tells us that God has a value system and it's given to us in His Word.
因为圣经告诉我们说，神他有他的价值观念，并且借着圣经上的话，他把这个价值观给了我们。
Last night, Brother Z likened it to that measuring rod.
就像昨天晚上史蒂翁在这说的那个准绳。
Here's the standard.
就是那个标准。
This is the way you're supposed to live.
因为这个准绳说出我们该活的标准。
This book has not changed over the last several thousand years, and it's never going to change.
过去几千年来，圣经里的话从来没有改变，将来也不会改变。
God's word lives and abides forever.
神的话语是存到永远的。
But this is 2014. Something's got to change.
那你说现在是2014年了，总得有点改变吧？
You got to catch up with the times. You got to live now.
我们必须要赶上时代，要活在今天里啊。
This book has caught up with the times, and it lives 100 years from now because it's relevant in any age, any generation, at any time.
但是圣经的话，即使在几百年之后，仍然适用。
And so here is our book of standard.
所以这是我们的标准。
Here's where we get our values from.
我们从圣经里得着我们的价值观。
Here's what we know right and wrong is.
我们从圣经里明白什么是对的，什么是错的。
It's not what Oprah Winfrey says.
不是说那个有名的美国主持人 Oprah Winfrey。
It's not what the political offices tell us.
或者是政治的人物所说的。
It's not what the Supreme Court legislates or doesn't legislate on.
也不是最高法院来决定。
Here's truth.
而是真理。
Here's the standard.
圣经是真理，是标准。
Here's where we get our values from. This tells me what a marriage is.
圣经告诉我们各样的价值观，包括婚姻。
This tells me what moral living is.
什么是有道德、有水准的生活。
And out of this book comes my values and your values, and thence our lifestyle.
所以这本圣经里告诉了你我所应该有的价值观，以及我们应该有的生活方式。
Now, what does it mean to be holy, though?
所以回来说，什么叫做圣洁？
Well, you can get a theological definition, and I guess that would be that we're set apart from this world and set apart to God.
意思就是说被分别为圣，从世界里被分别出来归给神。
But to be holy simply means to be distinct or unique or different.
简单的说就是要独特，要不同。
We are called to be unique, to be different.
被神召出来要做一个不同的人。
Different from what? Different from the mores and standards of society, which we live in, or the way that you think it should be. We're called to be different from all that.
我们被呼召与什么不同呢？就是与我们自己的价值观或这个世界的价值观不同。
And we're called to live a life the way that God has delineated for us to live it in His Word.
神要我们过一个生活是他所预定要我们过的。
Way back in Israel, God called that people out, you remember, from really nothing.
你记不记得在历史上我们看到神叫以色列人从哪里出来？
Through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then their lineage, and they became that nation of Israel.
从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，一直到他们成为一个大的族、大的国。
And as Peter tells us, God all the way back then called them to be holy.
彼得说到，从那个时候开始，神就呼召他们要做神圣的子民。
I want this nation of Israel to be a holy people.
他要他们做圣洁的子民。
I want them to be different from every nation around.
从开始，神就叫他们与四周的列国不同。
I want all the other nations.Around to be able to look at a people and see a people whose God is the Lord.
所以他要四周的国家能够看到说以色列人他们有神。
And to that end, they have to live a distinct, separate, one of a kind, unique life.
那要人认出他们当中有神，那他必须过一个奇特的分别的生活。
But how do you do that? They didn't know.
他们不知道怎么样过这样的日子啊。
What are we supposed to do? Take our sheep swimming instead of grazing in the field?
What?
You know what I mean. What are we?
把那个羊放到河流里去游泳，不是放在草原上吃草。
That would be unique.
这样就非常不同了，不是吗？
But they didn't know what God wanted.
他们不知道神要怎么样叫他们显出不同。
How are they ever going to know?
他们怎么会知道呢？
Well, God had to tell them what it meant to be unique, different, separate, one of a kind.
神说你们要做独特的子民，与世界有分别。
So there's very clean pages at the beginning of your Bible, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, those books.
所以你看到前面的创出立民生不是清楚的写出吗？
God said, this is how it goes.
神说这就是如何生活的
方式。This is how my people live holy lives.
这就是我的圣洁的子民如何活的方式。
And there's just a litany of rules or regulations in obedience to God as these people needed to live that way to please God.
所以神有各样的律例典章叫他们来顺服来讨神的喜悦。
And then Peter gets a hold of that and in the second chapter he says to these people that he's writing to that you areA chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
他在第二章讲到说，你们是由君尊的祭司、圣洁的国度、属神的子民。
How can we be a holy nation? She doesn't even talk English. I don't talk Chinese.
好，我们怎么样做一个圣洁的国度呢？他又不讲中文，我又不讲英文。
So which nation is the holy nation?
这是什么圣洁的国度啊
？America?
美国是圣洁的国度吗
？No.
不是。
I don't even think it's China or Taiwan.
中国呢？台湾吗？
No.
没有，不是。
Where are we going to find a holy? Switzerland.
哦，也许瑞士。
No.
不是。
Some of you tell me no before I even get the words out of my mouth. No.
有些人先说不是了。
But what God is interested to do is call out people from China and America and Africa and wherever in this world. Call out a holy nation.
神要做的是从中国、从美国、从世界各角度、各国度里面招人出来成，形成一个圣洁的国度。
A people that are uniquely and distinctively His.
那这一群国人呢，是他属于神特有的、奇特的。
And they know how that works because He's given them His Word to tell them how it works.
他们知道怎么过这样的生活，因为神已经把话语给他们。
And then they begin to live life.The way that he told them to live it.
所以他们过的生活呢，是根据神的话来生活。
And rather than find it so restrictive and so austere and difficult to do, they find that it's really a way of joy and gladness.
他们没有觉得这是非常困难的、非常难受的、捆绑的生活方式，而是觉得是充满喜乐的生活方式。
Peter says, we read it, that they were redeemed from their empty way of living.
他说你们是从你们祖宗虚妄的行为中被赎出来的。
And they were purchased.By the blood of Jesus Christ.
你们是耶稣基督的宝血所赎回的。
Yeah, that's what this nation is all about. I mean, this holy nation. It's a people that have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
在这个圣洁国度里面，所充满的就是这样的人，就是被基督的宝血所救赎出来的。
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me.A sinner condemned unclean.
就像我们诗歌所唱的，在拿撒勒人耶稣的面前，我的心便震惊。细细他如何能爱我、救我这样的罪人
？It's just His mercy and His grace.
这都是他的怜悯和恩典。
And it's His mercy and His grace in your life too. And He picked you up and He brought you into a holy nation.
这样的恩典和怜悯也在你的生活中、生命中发生了。他将你带进一个圣洁的国度里。
Redeemed from your empty traditions.
将你从你那个虚妄的传统里救出来。
That's what Peter calls it here, that empty lifestyle, those vain traditions.
这就是他这里所说的祖宗所流传虚妄的行为。
Handed down from generation to generation.
是从你的先祖所传下来的生活方式。
You know, I think most of you would agree with me if I were to say, if you look at people in this world, rich people, poor people, people in Asia, people in the United States, people in general,are just so empty and their lifestyle is purposeless and meaningless.
我相信你们会同意我的说法，无论是在这个国家或其他的国家，你看所有的人，他们的生活是空虚的，是没有目的的。
There's no direction in life.
没有方向的。
No goal.
没有目标的。
Their goals are to make money.
他们唯一的目标就是赚更多的钱。
To make a name for themselves.
或者让自己有更好的名声。
And you live 90, 100 years and then you're gone and nobody remembers you anymore.
也许你在地上活个九十一百年，但是你走了之后，没有人再纪念你。
And we spin our wheels. I guess the way that we call it is we're in this rat race.
就好像没有漫无目的的一个生活。
And Jesus Christ comes along, and in His love and His mercy, He redeems us by His precious blood, and He picks us up and puts us into this holy nation, and gives us some meaning in life, some construction on it. We know where we're going one day. We know why we're here.
所以主耶稣来了，用他的宝血亲自救赎了我们，洁净了我们，然后把我们放在这个圣洁的国度，让我们生活有目的、有目标，知道我们要去哪里。
Our lives are not meaningless or pointless, but we have direction and purpose every single day.
我们不再过一个漫无目的的生活，乃是充满了目标和意义，每一天都可以这样活着。
Every single day we're living for the praise and glory and honor of our Lord.
每一天我们都为着我们的主的荣耀和赞美来活着。
Every single day we're salt in this earth and lights in this world.
每一天我们在这里撒种，我们是每一天我们在这世界是这世界的盐和光。
Every single day is packed with meaning and purpose because we're called to a distinct, unique, holy life.
每一天的生活都可以有价值、有意义，因为我们的生命被召出来，进入这个荣耀的、圣洁的国度。
Maybe I've told you this before, but there was a woman who, every Easter she would make a ham.
我也许讲过这个故事。有一个妇人，每一次复活节的时候，就会做这个火腿这一餐。
And her daughter got married.
然后她的女儿结婚了。
And so the first year, her husband was with her in the kitchen when she was going to make that Easter ham.
所以呢，有一天她跟她的丈夫在厨房里要做这个复活节的火腿。
And so she took the ham and she cut off both ends and both sides.
她把那个大的火腿拿出来呢，把四面都切了一片。
And he said to her, dear, why did you do that? Why did you cut off both ends of the ham?And both sides.
那他先生就问他说，哎，你为什么这样切？你为什么把头尾给切了，还有这两边也切了？
And she said, I don't know why I did that. I don't know. My mother always used to do that, so I did it because my mother did it.
他说我不知道，因为我的妈妈就是这样做的。
And so a little while later, when they were visiting the parents, the man said, you know, just a crazy question, but my wife was making the ham and she cut there, cut here.And she said it was because you always used to do that. Why did you do that?
所以呢，这一对新婚夫妇有一次呢，回到他妈妈的家中呢，就忍不住问他妈妈这个问题。他说：“哎，这个女婿就说，我的太太这个切火腿的时候，她就是这样做。我问她为什么，她说因为我妈妈就是这样切的。所以我请教一下，为什么你这样切火腿
？”I said all that. No, I remember now. So the mother said, well, I don't know why I do that. I did that because that's the way my mother used to do it.
这个妈妈说，其实我也不知道为什么这样切，因为我妈妈就是这样切的。
And so sometime later, they went to grandma's house.
所以不久之后，他们有机会到了那个祖母的家里。
And the man said, you know, now he was wondering about this. And he said, grandma, you know, my wife, she cuts the ham and...Mother, she does the same thing, and they tell it's all because of you. Why did you do that?
所以有一次他们到了这个外婆的家里，忍不住这个女婿又问了外婆说，为什么她是这样切的？
And grandma said, well, it's because I had a small pan and the ham wouldn't fit in the pan.
那个外婆说，哦，因为我只有一个很小的盆子，所以没有办法放进去，所以我把四面多出来部分切掉，才能放到这个盆子里。
You know, there are a lot of things, a lot of things that people do, they don't know why they do them.
所以很多时候我们做一些事，我们也不知道为什么我这样做。
A lot of things society tells us to do, or that people tell others to do. Well, why do you do that? I don't know why I do that. I do because he does it.
很多时候你问别人说你为什么这样做，他说我也不知道，因为他这样做。
Why does he do it? He doesn't know why he does it either, because he saw somebody else that did it.
你去问那个人，他说他也不知道，因为他看别人是这样做的。
I do believe that we could start a new trend in this world.
我相信就是这个理论来说我们今天就会开始一个新的风潮
If I could get enough of you men get your button down shirts and turn them inside out and put the back in the front and button it down the back and if enough of us do it others will catch on
我挑战你们今天所有的男士把你们的衬衫好反过来穿扣子扣在从后面扣起来我们如果全部的男士都这样穿我相信我们会开始一个新的风潮
Why will they do it? Because you're doing it
你们说为什么你这样做、哦、因为他这样做
Why do you do it? Because he said to do it
为什么你这样做因为他说要这样做
Why did he say to do it? He doesn't know
为什么他说要这样做其实说的也
不知道 But that's just the way we do things around here That's why
但是这就是这世界上的事情很多的
And it's kind of an empty vain tradition that we just go through the motions and we don't even know why we're here in thisAnd God has called us out of this empty, vain tradition lifestyle into a holy, unique, distinct walk with Him.
神呼召我们脱离这个虚空的传统的生活方式，叫我们进入一个独特的圣洁的生活方式。
That should get some of us excited. They really should.
你不觉得很很excited吗
？Yeah. I'll figure it out.What's Chinese for excited? She doesn't know. Okay. See, we got a lot of...
很兴奋吗? 你不觉得很兴奋吗?
We got a lot of help around here. It's okay. And there's so many things that run this way, and I don't want to go on with illustration after illustration.
就很多事情都是在这个原则里，我不要再花太多时间讲解。
God wants to help us.
神要帮助我们。
To be redeemed by His blood.
要我们被他的血所赎回
to a holy life.
过一个圣洁的生活
And he is the one, it says it right here, he is the one that calls us.
因为是他呼召我们
He called you and me to be holy.
他招你招我
It wasn't his idea, it wasn't her idea, it wasn't even Brother Timothy's idea. It was God's idea.
不是任何人的主意这是神自己的想法
He called me to be holy.
神招我成为圣洁
Dear Lord, what a high and what a unique, distinct, holy calling that is.
我们会说神啊，这是一个何等高尚的、特别的呼召。
You, God in heaven, would even ask me to live a holy life. You would involve me in that. That's amazing.
这位天上的神啊，你既然呼召像我这样的人要过一个圣洁的生活，这真是太奇妙了。
When God invites me to something, it's hard for me to say no.
当神来邀请我们做一件事的时候，你很难拒绝的。
Because of the one who's giving the invitation.
因为是神发出这个邀请。
I wouldn't want to this morning say, well, thanks, but nah, I don't think I'm going to come to that. Nah, not interested.
你不会说啊，我没有兴趣。
No, I think because he called me, I want that. I want to live that way. I want to please him and be holy.
事实上，若是神发出这样呼召的时候，你会要接受这样呼召，你要答应他的呼召的。
But he doesn't want me to come on my terms or society's terms. It's his standard.
神叫我们答应呼召的时候，不是按照我们的方式或者世界的方式。
No, getting back to 1 Peter chapter 1, there are three things yet that I'd like to share with you.
在彼前一章里面有三件事我要跟你们分享的。
These are three ways that help us to develop a holy lifestyle.
这三件事可以帮助我们来形成一个圣洁的生活。
Three things that Peter calls us to,issued out of God's holy calling to every one of us.
这是彼得在这里告诉我们的三件重要的事。
In verse 13, he says, "Gird up the loins of your mind."
13节说到要束上你们心中的腰带。
Prepare your minds for action.
要准备你的心思来为神活着。
If we are going to live a holy, unique, distinct, one-of-a-kind life,
如果我们要过一个圣洁与分别为圣的生活
it begins in your head.
那要从我们的思想开始。
Now, yes, we hear the call of God. We hear His invitation to us.
我们首先听见了神的邀请和呼召。
But if you want to live the way He wants you to live in all that you do, it begins with your thoughts.
但是你要开始照他所要求的来生活，要从你的思想开始。
In Proverbs we read, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
你所思想的就是你这个人。
And so these minds of ours, these thought processes of ours need to come under the control of God.
所以我们的思维方式必须要受神的约束。
This is not as easy as ABC. This requires some application and some pursuit of God and some work that he needs to do in us.
这不是简单像我们学 ABC 字母那么容易，而是需要一些追求，需要一些约束。
It would come as no surprise to you if I were to suggest that to live a holy life takes the Holy Spirit of God.
我想你不会很惊讶，如果我跟你说要过圣洁的生活，你必须要有圣洁的圣灵来帮助你。
That we can't live holy lives in our own strength or in our own effort.
因为我们不可能靠我们自己的努力来过圣洁的生活。
Not one of us in this room this morning can say, okay, that's nice, I'm glad he called me to holiness, and yes, Lord, I'm going to be a holy person, let's go eat lunch.
所有在座的每一位，你不会听到神说要你过一个圣洁的生活，你说好，神，我要过一个圣洁的生活，走，我们去吃饭吧。
Before lunch is finished, you'll find out how unholy you really are.
中饭还没吃完，你就已经知道你多不圣洁了。
She cut in front of me.
你在那里排队领饭的时候，有人插队，你就生气了。
I had to stick her with my fork. She just cut right in front of me. She cut right in front of me. I can't believe it.
手上拿着叉子，你恨不得插那个人一下，插队的人一下。
You know what I now think about her? Oh, yeah, let me tell you what I think about her. I don't think too highly of her. She cut right in front of me.
她居然插队在我前面，你知道我对她的想法绝对不是太高明的。
We read something in the Bible about love.
圣经告诉我们关于爱这件事。
Loving one another, Peter says it right here. We read it in the next chapter. Love one another with a pure heart fervently.
彼得才在下一章鼓励我们要有清洁的心
去
相爱。
In my love towards others, that needs to be holy.
就是表示我向着别人的爱必须是圣洁的。
My love needs to be holy. My love needs to be distinct, unique, one of a kind, different from societal standards.
这个爱必须是与世界不同的，是圣洁的，是被分别为是独特的。
Society says you love me, I love you.
世界上的爱是说你爱我，我就爱你。
You don't love me, I don't love you.
你不爱我，我就不爱你。
You hit me, I hit you back.
你打我，我就打回去。
Jesus says they hit you, you turn the other cheek.
但是主耶稣说人打你的
左
脸，你就把右脸
转过来。Is it going to be his holy standard? Is it going to be what I think it's all? I think nobody's taking advantage of me. You hit me, I'm hitting you back.
但我们却说，你若打我，我可要打你，你不能占我便宜的。
If we want to live a holy life, it takes the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love.
所以，如果要过一个圣洁的生活，需要圣灵的帮助，因为圣灵所结的果子就是爱。
And so to gird up the loins of our mind takes the help of God.
所以要束上心中的腰带，需要神的帮助。
You know, even the men in those days used to wear these long skirts.Kind of outer garments.
在以前的男人，他们都穿那个长袍。
And so you could see Peter or these other disciples with these long garments on, and they have to run someplace. Somebody, the little kid just wandered out into the street, so they got to run there fast.
彼得这个时代的男人常常穿的是一个长袍子，比如说他们要去办什么事，要赶快跑的时候。
If they wanted to get someplace fast, what they would do is they would pick up that outer garment and they would tuck it into their.The little belt that they had around their waist.
当他们需要快跑到某处的时候呢，他们就要把那个袍子的一角拉起来，塞到他们的腰带上。
Otherwise, they might trip over there.
不然他们跑的时候就容易跌倒。
It's like you ladies that get married. You know your wedding gowns.
就像女生你们结婚的时候
，You need three other people just to turn you around.
你需要很多人帮忙，你才能转个弯。
Because you get all tied up, and you got to tuck those loose ends in.
因为你的礼服太长了。
And so that's the expression, that's the picture that Peter is using that we don't understand because we don't have loins.
对，我们今天很难了解这个意思，因为我们今天不穿袍子。但是彼得的时代就是这样。
We do have loins, we just don't have loin cloths.
我们还是有腰带，只是没有很长的袍子。
And so you got to tuck in those loose ends.
所以把那些松散的部分把它扎进去。
You know, your mind, maybe today, maybe now, your mind has some loose ends.
现在你的思想里就充满了这些松散的。
You got to gird up the loins of your mind. You got to prepare your mind.For action.
所以要预备你的心思，你才能有正确的行动。
And the enemy would like to and does attack us first of all in our minds.
仇敌最爱攻击的第一个地方就是我们的心思。
We begin to get a thought planted in there somehow.
他会把一个思想放在我们的思想里。
We meditate on that thought.
那这个思想在我们里面又发酵，我们不断的想它。
It develops into an attitude.
就变成这个发酵成为一个我的生活态度。
That attitude develops into a lifestyle.
这个态度就成为我的生活方式。
We put up walls and barriers between peoples because. Well, because of that idea that we have in our heads.
因为我们常常因为心里的想法，我们就把自己与人之间筑了一道墙。
Sometimes there are immoral or wicked thoughts that the enemy would like to introduce into our minds.
有的时候，仇敌也喜欢把那个不道德的、污秽的思想放到我们的里面。
In Philippians chapter 4, the apostle Paul said to the church of Philippi.I want you to think on these things, and he gives them a whole list.
在腓立比书第四章，保罗给那个教会的弟兄姊妹有一连串他们当思想的事物。
Things that are pure, things that are virtuous, things that are praiseworthy, things that are honorable.
什么是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、美名的
？You've got to train your mind or gird up the loins of your mind.
所以我们要训练我们的心思，要把心中的腰束起来。
You need to prepare yourself for action and expect that as you prepare yourself, that God will help you.
所以你若是要有正确的行动的话，你必须要约束你的心思，哦，要神来帮助你。
The Apostle Paul says that God is able to bring every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ.
他说把一切游荡的心思都带回来归给基督。
Every thought.
每一个心思。
I wonder how many of us are there yet.
我不晓得我们有谁人。
Or do we need more of that glory within and that fire of God in our own souls?
我们什么人是活在那样的光景里面
？We need more of Jesus.
我们需要更多的有耶稣。
We can be more holy still.
我们需要更多的基督才能够圣洁的生
活。Thank God for what He's done, but He wants to do more for us.
我们感谢神已经做成了，但他要做的更多。
As we allow Him to do more for us, it just liberates us.
当我们允许神更多的成就在里面的时候
into,
我们就更得释放
It brings us into the presence of God
把我们带进到神的同在
It brings us into the good way of living
带进那个好的生活方式
The way that he knows is best and the way that he's chosen for us
是那个神所预定而且所知道是对我们最好的生活方式
And so we need to tuck in those loose ends gird up the loins of your mind
所以束上心中的腰带把各样游荡的心思收紧
Because the one who called you is holy and you also need to be holy in everything that you do.
因为那招你们的乃是圣洁的所以你们要在一切的事上圣洁。
This world plays with your mind.
这个世界喜欢玩弄我们的思想。
Through almost every avenue of opportunity, the enemy likes to get in through the eye gate, through the ears, the senses, the enemy would like to get into your mind.
仇敌是无所不用其极的，想进入我们的心思，借着我们的眼睛，借着我们的耳朵。
From the commercials and the Super Bowl games to every other thing that's out there, you're just pumped, filled with things that would introduce not godly things, not holy things into your mind.
在各种的机会里面，从广告，从媒体里面，就利用每一个机会要把不圣洁的东西放到我们的心思里。
I probably don't realize how desensitized.I have become because of society.
我可能呢已经都不知道我已经变得怎么麻木了，因为这太被太多这样的事情围绕。
Things that wouldn't be thought or said 50, 40, 30 years ago, now it's just all over the place.
很多事情，也许三十年前、四十年前、五十年前是没有人公开来讨论的，今天是到处都看得见。
And we get used to it.
我们好像也都习惯了。
And it doesn't seem wrong anymore.
好像这件事情在我们眼中不再是错误的。
And that line of holiness gets kind of blurred.
那个神圣的那条那个分界线好像越来越模糊不清。
And the call of God becomes dull and dimmed.
神向着我们的呼召好像越来越微弱了越看不见了
and the Holy Spirit would like to change all that in us
但是圣灵想要把这个光景改过来
and it begins with our mind
但这一切的开始是从心思开始
what did you listen to so far today that was not holy
今天到现在为止你听到了什么东西是不圣洁的
what did you see this past weekThat was not holy.
或者这一个礼拜以来，你看见什么不圣洁的事情
？See, we can't stop some things, but we don't need to invite certain things into our lives.
我们不能阻止这些事的发生，但是我们不需要邀请这些事情到我的心思里。
I think when I was in San Jose last time, I maybe told you some of these statistics, but I'm going to read them again.
也许不久前我在跟 San Jose 弟兄姊妹交通的时候提到过这个统计数字，不过容许我再说一次。
I heard a man preaching on the radio who I like and I listen to him sometimes, and he was giving statistics that he had just gleaned from some survey that a company had just conducted on movie producers and directors.
我在一次我很喜欢的那个基督教电台的主持人的那个节目里听到他所分享的一个关于这个电影制片人、制作人或导演他们的关于他们的统计数字。
55% of movie producers and directors have no religious affiliation at all. They don't have any religion.
他们说，按照统计来说呢，55%的导演或者制片人呢，他们都是没有宗教信仰。
Of the other 45%, a good number of them are Scientologists, Satanists, Jews, and many other things. And a very, very small fraction have anything to do with Christianity.
剩下的45%呢，他们有宗教信仰，但是很小的一部分人是基督徒，其他很多都是那个犹太教或者是撒旦教或者基督教科学会的。
So what's the big deal with that? Well, maybe nothing. I don't know.
你会说这有什么关系呢？我说也许没关系。
It goes on to say that 96%never ever go to church. I mean, not even on Easter and Christmas.
他说这些人里面96%的人呢，从来没有去过教会，甚至无论是圣诞节或复活节也都没去过的。
Yeah, so what? That doesn't matter either.
你说哦，那有什么关系呢？
Well, 96% of them say that abortion is a proper way to get rid of an unwanted child.
这百分之里面中间96%个导演或者制片人说，哦，堕胎是一个很好的解决生命的方式。
Well.Okay, I'm not too happy about that, but all right.
你说哦，我不太喜欢这个数字。
Well,
97%
of them agree with the homosexual same-sex marriage.
然后这97%的这些制片人呢，他们同意这个同性恋。
And 89% of them say there's nothing wrong with adultery.
89%说淫乱算不了什么。
Now let me just ask you a crazy question. Do you think any of this might come across subliminally
or
in any other way in what they're producing?
我问你一个疯狂的问题啊！你觉得他们的价值观在他们所制作的电影里面会不会有反映出来？
Do you think that perhaps their value system,
他们的价值观
is maybe being pressed into your mind or a way of thinking through what you're looking at and being entertained by?
也许借着你在欣赏他们影片的时候，进入到你的心思，来逼迫你的价值观。
Do you think they're subtly trying to shape you into some mold that maybe the Bible doesn't want you to be shaped into?
你有没有想过，这个电影可能正在塑造你进入一个圣经的标准以外的一个塑造的形象？
What I'm suggesting is we need to be careful about what we think about, what we mull over, what we allow in, because what we allow in is what we will eventually become.
我的意思就是说，我们要注意我们所允许让进到我们心思的东西，因为我们所允许进来这些思想，有一天可能就成为我们的思想，我们的琐事。
I would love to have In-N-Out French fries and hamburger, Wildcat style, any time, any day, breakfast, lunch, and supper.
我很喜欢那个In and Out汉堡店，我可以早餐、中餐、晚餐都吃这些汉堡、薯条。
And when I said that, I saw about 10 heads going.
当我讲说，我看到很多头都在那里点。
But that wouldn't be good for me.
但是这样吃法可不是对我有什么好处。
I might enjoy it.
我也许会喜欢这样做。
I might sit there and eat more, more, good, good.
我可能一面吃一面说，好好，再来，再来，越多越好。
What's the Bible verse on this bag say?
因为那个，而且他们是基督教的店，所以还有很多圣经节印在杯子跟那个纸杯的上面。
As enjoyable as that might become for me, that wouldn't be good for me.
虽然我很享受这样吃，但是不定代表它对我是有好处。
There are some things as enjoyable as they might become for you, they just may not be good for you.
有些东西让我们很享受的、很舒服的，但不代表他们是对我们有益处的。
They might war against the holy call of God that you're aspiring to live.
他们可能是与你所蒙召的那个圣所蒙的圣洁的召是相抵触的。
And we're being squeezed into that mold very subtly.
那一点一点的，我们就被塑造成他们的样子。
But the Bible tells us that the enemy of our souls is wily, he's subtle, he's deceptive.
那圣经告诉我们，我们的仇敌是非常的诡诈的，非常的小心谨慎的。
And so we need to prepare our minds for action.
所以我们要束上心中的腰带。
This man went on to talk about television.
那这个人呢？这个基督教的这个电台继续说关于电视媒体。
You do know that more people in the United States of America have a television in their home than have indoor plumbing.
你知不知道，在美国，有电视的人比在有室内的这些水管的人还多？
98% of people in America have a television set in their homes.
在美国98%的居民在家中都有电视机。
94% of people in America have indoor plumbing.
但是只有94%的人有室内的这些水管的装置。
So what's wrong with television?
所以王你说那电视有什么不好啊？
Be very discriminatory as to what you allow in your mind through that thing that you call the TV.
你必须非常的挑剔的有拣选的选择你所在电视上所看到的东西。
It would be better to throw it out if you couldn't control it.
最好你能够把你若是能控制把不好的把它拿掉。
I have some statistics, I won't even read them, but they're just as bleak as the former ones that I read to you.
关于电视我也有一套的统计数字但是我想我不在这里多说。
God's call is that we live holy, girding up the loins of our mind.
神呼召我们叫我们束上心中的腰带。
In verse 14 of this chapter, 1 Peter 1, we have the second thing. Not only is our minds, but he says now live lives that are obedient.
所以在14节呢，讲到第二件事，就是说我们要做顺命的儿女。
Let me see. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
I'm sure every one of you have sung sometime in your life, Trust and obey, for there's no other way. Have you sung that?
我相信我们很多人都唱过这首诗歌。
I don't believe you. How does the rest of it go?
To Jesus, but to trust and obey.
Two of you know it.
你们有两个人知道。
Well, no, I think the rest of you knew it too.
其实大家都知道。
Trust and obey.
要信而顺
从。There is no other way.
因为除此以外。
You know, you want to live for a holy life. Yeah, I want to be holy. I'm holy. You holy? Yeah, we're all holy. You're not holy if you're not obedient.
你若是不能顺服，你是不会圣洁的。
Oh no, I said I'm holy. I don't care what you said. I want to know your lifestyle. Do you obey God?
你口里说哦，我是圣洁的，我不在乎你是不是圣洁，但是你的行为有没有顺服
？How do you expect me to obey things that I don't understand？
我怎么能够顺服那个我不明白的事呢
？Well, just take God at His word at face value and begin to be obedient to what it is that He tells you, whether you understand it, whether you like it, whether you can logically rationalize it or not。
不管你能不能了解或你喜不喜欢，神怎么说你就怎么做就对了。
Jesus often tested his disciples along this line.
耶稣常常这样来试验他的门徒的。
He made sure that they understood if they wanted to be holy and unique and follow him, that one thing they were going to have to learn to do was obey him, whether they understood it or not.
主耶稣教导他门徒一个很重要的事，就是他要他们知道，若是真的要独特被分别为圣，过一个圣洁的生活，有一件重要的事情，就是不管你了不了解，你都要顺服。
For instance, in John chapter 2,
譬如说在约翰福音第二章的时候，
Here we are at the wedding feast of Cana of Galilee.
在那里耶稣参加一个迦南的婚宴。
And they ran out of wine at the wedding feast, and so Jesus said to these servants, I want you to go fill up these water pots, 32 gallon water pots with water.
在那个酒用尽的时候，耶稣告诉仆人们说，你去把那十大桶的缸填满水。
Okay, they want wine at the feast, but you're wanting us to fill these pots with water.
这些仆人可能心里想说，我们是酒用尽了，我们需要酒，你却叫我们把缸里加满了水。
Maybe some of us here that would have said, I don't, that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not going to do that.
我们在座也许有人会说，这简直是不合理的，我不会做的。
You remember that Jesus' mother said to them, "Whatever my son tells you to do, just do it."
记不记得在这之前，耶稣的母亲告诉那些仆人说，他怎么吩咐你们就怎么做。
You may not understand it, but just do it anyway.
也许你是不明白为什么要
这
么做，但你做就是了。
They filled it says the water pots to the brim.
所以他们就把这十个缸给灌满了，到了边缘。
And then Jesus said, "Okay, well, just." Take the little ladle and draw some out and give it to the governor of the feast.
所以耶稣就舀了一勺，然后说去给那个管婚礼的。
Here's where I draw the line. I mean, I may fill up the water pots, but I'm not giving anybody water because they don't want water.
也许你会说，哦，我倒水到缸里可以了，但是这个把这个水拿去给那个管婚礼的人喝是不可以的。
Of course, my mind is a lot smarter than God's mind, and so I'm going to not do what God wants me to do because I know better than. Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
所以你就好像表示说，我是比神聪明。 我知道该怎么做，所以我这个话好像不通。
But sometimes that's the lifestyle that we live. It doesn't sound right, so it's not. We're smarter than God.
但我们不是常常这样吗？神要我们做某件事，我们觉得这个不合理，好像我们比神还聪明一样。
Newsflash.
好像那个新闻快报。
You're not smarter than God.
我告诉你们，我们没有比神更聪明。
And when Job started to ask God some questions, remember God started to ask Job some questions at the end of his book called Job.
记不记得约伯记里面，约伯问神问题，到末了神反问他问题。
Where were you when I hung the earth on nothing?
神说，那我在创立世界的时候，你在哪儿啊？
Did I ask you for advice then?
我创立世界的时候有向你请教过吗？
In other words, Job, just zip it up and quiet down and just begin to do what I tell you to do and stop fussing about it.
意思就是说，约伯，你最好闭上你的嘴，就按照我告诉你去做，就没错了。
So here's Peter the fisherman.
还有一个地方就是彼得这个渔夫。
He had a fishing business with his brother.
他跟他的兄弟呢是打鱼的。
These just weren't, Saturday weekend fishermen. These were pros.
他们不是周末的业余打鱼者，他们是职业的打鱼者。
And all night, Peter and his buddies were out there fishing in the Sea of Galilee.
在加利利海呢，有一天晚上，他是终夜打鱼。
Fishing and fishing and fishing all through the night, not one fish, not one catch.
不断的撒网，不断的打鱼，但是一条鱼都没有打到。
And now dawn has come, and they're getting ready to bring the nets and the boats back in, and they see someone on the shore, and he says to them, "Take those nets and throw them to the other side of the boat."
就要到快到早上，什么都没打到，就把网收起来，准备要回去了。却在这个时候，岸上有一个人对他们说：“把你的网子在另外一边撒下去。” And
one of them recognized that was Jesus.
那他们就认识说，说话那个人是耶稣。
And so Peter yelled back to Jesus.
那彼得就大声喊回去，告诉耶稣。
We've been fishing all night. We've caught nothing.
我们终夜撒网，什么都没有得到。
Nevertheless, because you request and ask, we'll amuse ourselves, and you too will do this.
但是呢，就照着你意思吧，我们就撒网就是了，就让你开心一下。
They took the net from the one side of the boat and they threw it down on the other side of the boat.
所以他们把网从船的一边拉起来，放到船的另外一边。
And all of a sudden, they had more fish in that net than that net could hold, and the net began to break.
突然，那个网就满了鱼，那个多到一个数，连网都要破裂了。
Where did all those fish come from?
你说，哎，这些鱼从哪来的？
They weren't on this side of the boat, but they're on this side of the boat.
他们都不在船的这边，原来是在船的这一边吗？
See, what it really amounts to is, are we going to obey him or not?
所以，事实上，所有这只有一个问题，就是说，我们到底要不要顺服？
I'm not a fisherman. He never asked me to throw the net down or throw my line on the other. No, he's not going to ask you to do that.
神不是这样要我们去捕鱼。
But maybe he'll say things like this to you.
但是呢，他也许会告诉你这样的话。
Rejoice evermore. In everything, give thanks.
在凡事上要谢恩。
Well, I don't know why I got to give thanks to this. I'm not thankful for this. I don't like that. I'm not. What am I going to thank? I'm not going to.
你会说，哦，我没什么好感谢，为什么我要感谢？
In essence, you tell the Lord, I know better than you. Why don't you leave me alone? I know this isn't going to work. I know it's not right to be thankful. So why should I give thanks?
也许你就说，你最好不要来惹我神。我知道我在做什么。我说不感谢就不感谢。
Because he knows that as we offer to him thanksgiving, that he manifests and shows to us his salvation.
因为就着他所显给我们的救恩，我们本来就当感谢他。
A thankful heart is like an open door to God.
一个充满感恩的心，就像一个敞开的门，向着他。
And when God finds a thankful heart, He can manifest Himself to that individual.
当神找到一个充满感谢的心，他就可以借着那个人显现。
And so that's why He asks you to in everything give thanks.
所以神说要凡事谢恩。
Even though you don't understand it or you don't feel like it, do it anyway.
即使你不明白或你并不想这样做，你还是应该顺服而谢恩。
Obedience is a requirement in a holy life.
要过一个圣洁的生活，顺服是一个必要的条件。
I agree with you sometimes. Disobedience can be easier and more fun.
我同意，常常不顺服是比较容易而且比较有意思的。
But it's not the kind of life that God blesses and manifests Himself to.
但却不是一个神所祝福的生活方式，或是神可以彰显的生活方式。
Now, what is it that I did last week that I really didn't feel like doing, but I did just simply because it was obedience to God?
在上个礼拜里，你思想一下，有什么事情你做了是你并不想做，但却是因为顺服神而做的。
Can you think of anything? I'm not asking you to tell me now, but can you think of anything in your mind?
我不要你告诉我你的答案，但是你能不能思想一下，有没有这样的经验？
I really didn't feel like going to prayer meeting. I worked hard. I was tired. I didn't feel like, but I went anyway because I just wanted to please and obey God.
比如说我上礼拜实在是很疲倦，我不想去祷告聚会，但是我还是去了，因为我要讨神的喜悦。
I didn't have time to read the Bible. I know, you know, it's like my bread, and you don't live by bread alone, but you live by this, so you got to eat it so that you can live, but...I had enough other bread, and I made enough bread today. I'm tired. I'm just going to go to bed. Forget about eating this. No, wait a minute. I'm going to read this because that's what God would want for me. That's what I need to do.
比如说圣经是属灵的粮食，我们知道是与我们有益的，我应当读的，但是我今天实在很累了，而且我自己还做了一大堆其他的面包，所以我今天可以不吃这个属灵的粮食。你要一转念一想说不行，我要读主的话，我要顺服主。
Did you ever pick up your phone and call somebody that maybe was had a hard time this last week and maybe you thought could be discouraged and you just wanted to encourage them?
在上周里，你有没有想到某些人正在经过困难的时候，你想给他打个电话，给他一些鼓励
？You really didn't feel like doing that, but you just did it because that would be what Christ would have you to do.
因为也许你的肉体并不想这样做，但是你还是这样做了，因为你知道这是耶稣所愿意你做的事。
Living a holy life is not some ethereal, out there kind of thing that never gets to where we live our daily lives.
你知道所谓过一个圣洁生活的呼召不是一个理论，而是要在我们的生活里面来实行。
Living a holy life is living our daily lives.
过圣洁的生活就是过每天的生活。
But living them unique, distinct, separate, different, one of a kind, not like the world lives, not like I want to live, but the way that He would have me to live.
过一个圣洁被分别为圣独特不一样的生活，不按照世界的样式，不按照我的意思，乃是按照圣经的话语。
You can turn that question around and you can ask yourself, is there anything that I didn't do that I really wanted to or thought I should do, but I didn't do it because of obedience to God.
我们或者有没有想什么事情是我想要做但是我没有去做的，因为我要顺服主。
I turned that off. I didn't read that. I didn't entertain myself here. I pulled the earbuds out. I did that because, well, I knew that what I was doing wouldn't be pleasing to God.
我把什么东西关掉，或我把什么东西扔掉，或者我把这耳机拿下来，为了要讨神的喜悦。
Lastly, I'd like you to call your attention to verse 17.
最后呢，我们想看第十七节。
Where Peter says, "Now, since you call a father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear."
他说，你们既称那不偏待人、干按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
Live your lives as strangers here in this world.
过在这个世上过好像一个外邦人、一个寄居的生活。
Like an alien.
好像一个寄居的人。
A resident alien.
好像是住在这里却不属于这里的。
How many of you have citizenship in more than one country?
你们谁是在有两个国家的国籍的？
Yeah, I figured a lot of you probably would.
也许我们当中不少人是有两个国籍或更多的。
I'm only a citizen of America.
我是美国的公民。
But I'm also a citizen of heaven.
也是天国的公民。
Now, I don't know what dual citizenship you were referring to, but let me ask the question again. How many of you have dual citizenship?
所以我再问一次，什么人有两个以上国籍的？现在大家都知道了。
I was wondering for a minute there where we were from, or where, yes, but yes, we all have. I hope we all have citizenship in heaven.
我希望我们都有属天国度的国籍。
Now, which is primary?
哪一个国籍比较重要？
Now, if you had to choose between Taiwan and America, or wherever you're from in America, maybe somebody would choose Taiwan or China or someplace else.That's fine. I don't care. Go where you got to go.
也许你必须要选一个国际化，是台湾还是美国，还是中国还是美国，没关系，选你要选的。
There shouldn't be much of a hesitation between our citizenship in heaven and our citizenship anywhere here in this world.
但是若是讲到天国的国籍和地上任何一个国家的国籍，我们应该要有所犹豫的。
I belong to a foreign country.
我是属于一个很遥远的国度的。
But it's not so far, and it's kind of like home here, even on Earth.
不能算是很遥远，是一个不同的国度的。
This world, this Earth is not my home. It's not my destiny. It's not my resting place.
这个地不是我的目标，不是我的终点。
Paul says to the Christians, he says, "Your citizenship is now already in heaven."
保罗告诉我们，我们乃是天上的国民，是已经发生的事。
So I'm a citizen of a heavenly kingdom.
所以我是一个属天国度的子民。
By definition, a kingdom has a king.
所以呢，既然是一个国度，那就有一个国王咯。
And you're not the king.
那你谁是那个国王？
There is one over us who we follow.
有一位是在我们以上，我们是我们跟随的。
This is his guidebook here. He says, you know, I haven't left you all by yourselves. I want to tell you how to live in my kingdom down there on that planet called Earth.
这个国度的君王把圣经给我们，要教导我们如何在地上过属天的生活。
This is how holy people live in Earth.
这就是圣洁的百姓如何在地上生活。四周的世界在压迫我们，叫我们像他们一样。
In their mind.
但是我们的心思要不断的更新。
Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们要心思不断的更新变化，查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
There are those people down there on earth that have to obey God rather than man.
有许多的属天的子民在地上要顺服神，而不是顺服人。
Oh, they may get beat for it. They may get thrown in jail because of it.
他们也许因为顺服神就被责打或被扔到监牢里去。
They don't love their lives, not even to the death.
他们不爱惜的自己的生命。
And there are many of our brothers and sisters this morning that are suffering hardship as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, only because they belong to another kingdom.
就在这个时刻，世界上有许多角落，有许多弟兄姊妹正着为的属天的国度在那里受苦。
And today they're being persecuted for righteousness' sake.
为着公义的缘故受迫害。
But they're looking for a city whose builder and whose maker is God.
他们所仰望的是那个属天的城，是那个神所经营所建造的。
The writer to the Hebrews says, "We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So let's have grace to serve Him acceptably with reverence and godly fear."
就像希伯来书所说的，我们所等候的是那个不能震动的国。
And that's
the call. 就叫我们带着敬虔的心在地上度日。
That's the call that God issues to every one of us, to you, to me, and all of us here.
这个呼召是给我们在座的每一位的。
We've been redeemed from the vain traditions and past in our lives by the precious blood of Jesus Christ to belong.To a holy nation and a heavenly people.
靠着耶稣基督的保险，我们已经从以前虚妄的那个虚空的生活方式和传统里面救赎出来，而被召进入一个荣耀圣洁的国度。
And so here in this world, we're just resident aliens.
所以当我们活在地上的时候，我们不过是客旅，是寄居的。
We're just passing through.
我们只是经过而已。
And whatever short time we have here on earth,
在地上的生活是短暂的。
As a fraction compared to our time in heaven.
就着我们将来所要度过在天上生活，这只不过是其中的非常小的一部分。
When we were singing earlier this morning and singing those songs of praise to God, I couldn't help but think of my brother David.
当我们今天早上在唱敬拜的时候，我忍不住想起我们亲爱的郑启光弟兄。
If I were to look at him during the song like that, he'd be standing there and he'd have both fists going like this and singing with all his heart.
我知道，如果他在我们当中，他会站在那里，要握紧他的拳头，很尽全力的唱这样的诗歌。
His time on earth here is over, but I tell you, he's singing this morning.
我知道他在地上的日子也已经结束了。
And he's rejoicing in the presence of God.
但他现在是在神的面前唱这样的诗歌。
He's home. He's home where we're all going one day.
他已经回家了，有一天我们都要去哪里。
And in the meantime, we're just passing through, just moseying down the road.
现在我们只不过在这个旅程上经过而已。
Living our lives for Jesus every day as resident aliens here, strangers and pilgrims.
每一天像一个做客旅的、做寄居的，天天为着耶稣而生活。
And so the things of this world.They're different to us. They don't attract us.
所以这地上的东西不要吸引我们。
The talk of the world, the chatter of the world, the enjoyments and pleasures of the world don't attract us.
对世界的谈论，这世界的娱乐都不能吸引我们。
One hymn writer put it this way: Jesus is all the world to me, my life and my joy and my all.
换句话说，基督就是我的世界，我的喜乐，我的全部。
He's not talking about when you get to heaven. He's talking about now.
这不是我们到天上才这样唱
的歌。Jesus is everything to me.
而是今天我们就说基督是一切。
I want to live a holy life for Him. I want to please Him.
我要为他过一个圣洁的生活，我要讨他的喜悦。
I want God's glory to fill me more and more with the Holy Spirit, so that I might live the way He wants me to live in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation.
我要神的灵充满我，让他荣耀充满我，让我能够在这个弯曲悖谬的时代过一个圣洁的生活。
Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of England years ago, said that America.
英国的有名的宰相 Churchill 以前说过这句话。
America and England are two nations divided by a common language.
他说美国和英国是两个国家，但是呢却有共同的语言。
What he meant by that is that in England they speak English, and in America we speak English.
他的意思就是说，在英国也讲英文，在美国也讲英文。
But if you've ever been to jolly old England, you'll notice that the way they speak English is a lot different than the way that we speak English in America.
到你如果去过英国，你知道他们讲英文跟我们在美国讲英文非常不同。
Different words and phrases for things that we don't know what they're talking about.
他们所用的词汇常常我们都听不懂。
So we're very similar, but we're divided by a common language.
好像我们很类似，但是我们却因着语言呢被分别，两个有差别。
There was a man that was a pastor, and he grew up in England.
有一个牧师呢，他是在英国长大的。
And he was for many years in England and served the Lord in England, and then he came to America for further studies.
他在英国服侍主，后来他到美国来学习。
And he had a fiance, girlfriend, fiance back in England.
那他的未婚妻或是女朋友还在英国。
And so for the years of his study, they were apart, and they in those days wrote letters, no Skype, no nothing like that, and they kept in touch.
在美国读书的时候呢，他们常常就用书信往返来联络。
He graduated from his studies and he went back to England.
他毕业了，他就回到英国去。
They served a short time in a church in England, and then they decided to move to America.
在英国的教会里服侍很短的一段时间之后，他们决定一起移民到美国来。
He had lived in America for several years, but she had never.
在那个时候，他已经在美国生活过好几年，但是这个太太从来没有来过美国。
And so here they were in their first church, and things were going quite well, jolly good.
所以他们在新的教会服侍的时候，服侍得很开心。
And then one day the phone rang, and so he answered the phone.
有一天呢，他们在家的时候呢，电话响了，这个丈夫就拿起电话来。
It was one of the ladies from the church who was very instrumental in the ladies' work.
是那个在妇女执事里面很重要的一个姊妹打电话来。
Hello, Pastor. I just want to know if I could speak to Jill, your wife, and I would just want to invite her to a shower.
他说，哦，牧师啊，我想跟你的太太讲个话，我想邀请她来参加我们的一个 shower.
Well, he thought.I know what she's asking.
她是听得懂这位姊妹的邀请。
I just wonder how Jill is going to react when she hears this.
但她想，我就不晓得我的太太听到这样的邀请会怎么反应。
Now, had he been a good husband, he would have, you know, explained to her before giving her the phone what she was getting into, but he wasn't a good husband.
他如果是一个很好的老公呢，他就会先跟她解释这个 shower 是什么意思。
So he gave her the phone and he just stood there to watch her expression.
所以他就把电话给他呢，看着准备看他太太的反应。
And all of a sudden she went.
突然之间，他的表情就变了，然后把电话拿下来。
She invited me to a shower.
他说那个姊妹邀请我去一个 shower， 去一个洗澡堂。
Well, her husband again just playing along said, okay, so go ahead.
那丈夫也不解释说，哦，没关系，去啊。
Well, I guess the lady at the other end realized something was wrong, so she said, I just want to tell you that, you know, you're not going to be the only one. There'll be about 28 of us there.
结果那个在电话一端邀请的姊妹就觉得有点不对劲，所以她就想办法解释，让她觉得比较好受。她说，我跟你讲，没有关系的，大概有28个人会一起参加。
Obviously, after a little while, she began to understand what she was being invited to, and all's well that ends well.
当然后来她明白是怎么回事，所以就没有问题了。
There are things that the world says that people say that we don't really understand.
很多时候，这个世界上人所说的是我们并不明白。
It's meant differently when they say it than when we say it.
他们说某一件事跟我们说起某一件事常常是不同的。
When they say love and when we say love, maybe oftentimes we mean two different things.
当他们讲到爱跟我们讲到爱，常常是非常不同的意义的。
Maybe they should say lust and we should say love.
他们也许意思是情欲，我们说是爱。
Sometimes when they say pleasure, I think they mean something different than what you and I might think.
很多时候他们讲到享乐的事，我相信他们的定义跟我们定义是不同的。
Didn't we sing something this morning about there's no greater joy, no greater thing that I want to do? This is pleasure. This is just praising and worshiping you. We didn't use the word pleasure, but the idea was there. This is just what we want to do. I'd rather do nothing else than this. This is pleasure.
就像我们早晨所唱的诗歌，没有比在他脚前敬拜俯伏更大的喜乐了。
Drive down to Santa Barbara and get 100 people, bring them in here and let them enjoy this.
那我们就再去圣塔巴尔这个城市，带100个人来，叫他们来享受这个。
They'll look at you and they'll say, "This is pleasure."
他们会看着你说，这是享受吗
？I don't understand this pleasure at all. This is dull. This is boring.
这个很无聊啊，没有意思啊。
Some people think this book is dull and boring.
很多人认为圣经是很无聊的。
This book is exciting and live.
Some
people think worshiping and praising the Lord is like a waste of time and dull and boring. Let's get on to something else.
很多人认为来敬拜主是一个很枯燥无味的事情，让我们做些别的事吧。
We don't understand things from heaven's perspective as we should sometimes.
但是我们对很多事情的认识应该要从属天的角度来认识。
But we're learning, aren't we?
我们也许不是常常这样来认识的，但是我们可以不断的学习，不是吗？
Maybe we're learning a little bit better today than we knew yesterday.
今天我们对的许多事情的属天角度要比昨天好。
He's teaching us more today about what it means to be holy than I lived yesterday.
也许今天我们对神圣这个字的认识胜于昨日。
And it's not information, it's application.
这个不是一个资讯，而是一个应用。
It's not knowing in my head, but it's in all I do.
不是头脑里的知识，而是我们在每一件事上所当行的。
That He invites me to live a holy life.
他邀请我与他过一个圣洁的生活。
He invites you to live a holy life.
他邀请你过一个圣洁的生活。
Anybody here going to say yes?
有没有人要答应这样的邀请？
Anybody here going to say, Lord, by your grace, you got me, count me down for this?
有没有人说，靠着你的恩典，主，算我一份？
I have no greater joy than, Lord, to live pleasing to you. You called me, you're holy, so help me to be holy in all that I do.
你呼召我，因为你是神圣的，叫我也成为圣洁。我答应的呼召，主，你来帮助我。
Lord, we pray that you will gird up the loins of our mind.
主啊，束上我们心中的腰带。
Lord, where we have loose ends that trip us up over and over again.
若是我们还有什么生活中松散的细节，叫我们不断跌倒的。
Lord, help us to see those loose ends and tuck them in.
主帮我们看到、检查到这些事，然后把它们收拾起来。
Lord, maybe we haven't been obedient as we should. We know what we should do, but we just don't because we don't want to.
主啊，我们过去也许不顺服，我们没有做我们所当做的事，因为我们不想做，虽然我们知道我们应当做。
Maybe we don't understand.
或者因为我们不明白。Lord,
help me just to take you at your word.
主啊，帮助我就是全心的顺服你的话。
If you believe it, if you said it, I believe it, and that settles it.
你若是说，那就算数了。As
obedient children.
让我做顺命的儿女。And
Lord, as strangers, as pilgrims, just going through this life.
我们不过在世是做寄居的，做客旅。It's
not always easy, Lord, to live holy.
主啊，在地上要过一个圣洁的生活，不是总是容易的。
We're like going the wrong direction in one-way traffic.
就好像我们在赛车的里面想要走不同的方向。
But Jesus, we hear the call.
但是我们听见了你的呼召。
And we've tasted and seen that the Lord is good.
我们也尝过你的滋味，知道你是美善。
And our desire, Lord, is just to please you more and more every single day.
我们唯一的盼望就是在每一天里面更多讨你的喜悦。
As we read at the end of Revelation, let the holy, let the pure be holy and pure still.
就像启示录所说的，让那个圣洁的、单纯的、清洁的。
And Lord, to that end, fill us with the Holy Spirit.
能够站住，主到末，一直到末了，都帮助我们用你的圣灵充满我们。
The power and the enablement that we need that comes from you.
主啊，让我们能过圣洁的生活的能力是从你而来。
Lord, may we not think that we can do this in our own strength and our own effort.
主啊，让我们清楚，我们不能靠自己的力量来过这样的生活。But
Lord, let us have grace, help from you.
但是给我们你的恩典，你的能力。That
we might live for you and serve you in an acceptable way.
所以叫我们的生活侍奉能够合你的心意。Thank
you for your call.
主，谢谢你的呼召。Thank
you for your strength.
谢谢你的力量。Now
help us this day to live pleasing to thee.
帮助我们来讨你喜悦。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。